From vertical thought, prove evolution is false even without the Bible. There are logical reasons apart from Scripture's direct testimony to reject the theory of evolution and accept Creator and a Creator by Mario Sigley. Can we prove that evolution is false without using the Bible? Certainly we can. Evolution is a scientific theory that stands or falls on the physical evidence. In fact, one can be an atheist, a person who doesn't believe in God, and still not believe in evolution. Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, as taught at school, is a biological explanation of how creatures have supposedly evolved or developed progressively through natural selection and variation, now known as mutation, over eons of time from the tiny cell to the largest creatures on Earth today. What is taught in classroom is not mere microevolution, small changes within species, but macroevolution, a change from one type of creature to another, quite distinct life form. What many evolutionists are trying to convince you of is there is no need for a creator since, as they say, evolution can substitute as a mechanism for creating and transforming life. They teach that life arose from non-life and evolved from simpler creatures to more complex life forms. In other words, the tiny cell eventually became an amoeba, then a lizard, then a monkey and family, and finally, you. In order to remember key points that disprove Darwinian evolution, the molecules to man's theory will use the acronym FALSE, F-A-L-S-E. A few of these points also disprove the compromise of atheist evolution, the notion that God employed macroevolution over eons in forming the creatures we see on Earth today. F for fossils. A fossil is the preserved remains of a living thing. Fossil record around the Earth extends an average of 1 mile deep. Below this level, we come up with a blank slate as far as living, complex creatures are concerned. I collect fossils of what are deemed the earliest type of complex creatures with hard bodies, trilobites. No previous ancestors of these trilobites have been found. Similar to some marine bugs we see today on the seashore that disappear into the sand when the waves retreat, trilobites had hard shells, all the basic organs and complex eyes like those of flies, with hundreds of sophisticated lenses connected to the optic nerve going to the brain. Trilobite fossils are found around the Earth, and in all cases, the level of rock beneath them does not reveal other creatures with similar features. As one source states, the dominant life form was the now extinct sea creature known as a trilobite, up to a foot long, with a distinctive head and tail, a body made up of several parts, and a complex respiratory system. But although there were many places on Earth where 5,000 feet of sedimentary rock stretch unbroken and uniformly beneath the Cambrian layer, not a single indisputable multi-celled fossil has been found there. It is the enigma of paleontological fossil studies, enigmas according to Stephen Gould. Darwin himself said he could give no satisfactory answers to why no fossils had been discovered. Today's scientists are none the wiser. Quoted by Francis Hitching in the article, The Neck of the Giraffe, 1982, pages 26 and 27. Question. If after almost two centuries of digging beneath all the world's continents, no previous ancestor of this first hard-bodied creature has been found, how did the ubiquitous trilobite evolve? There should be some previous ancestor if evolution were true. It's like finding an exquisite watch on the seashore and yet never finding any previous primitive models of the watch on Earth. If you reasoned as an evolutionist, you would deny there was a need for a watchmaker at all, maintaining that water, sand, minerals, and actions of the elements are sufficient to producing a fully functional watch that runs. This is part of the reason it takes more faith to believe in evolution than in a creator. Further important evidence from the fossil record is the absence of transitional forms between species. Darwin was concerned that the thousands of intermediate stages between creatures needed to prove his theory were not in evidence, but he expected they would eventually be found. Yet those thousands of missing transitional forms are still missing. Another reference explains, if throughout past ages life was actually drifting over in one continual stream from one form to another, it is to be expected that as many samples of the intermediate stages between species should be discovered in fossil condition as the species themselves. All should be in a state of flux, but these missing links are wanting. There are no fossils of creatures whose scales were changing into feathers, whose feet were changing into wings, no fossils of fish getting legs or of reptiles getting hair. The real task of the geological evolutionist is not to find the missing link, as if there were only one. The task is to find those thousands upon thousands of missing links that connect the many fossil species with one another. Quoted by Brian Nelson, After Its Kind, 1970, pages 60-62. The absence of transitional forms is an insurmountable hurdle for theist evolutionists as well. It also fits our next point. A, for assumption. When there's no real evidence, evolutionary scientists simply make assumptions. If evolution were true, then where is the evidence of the different types of animals now evolving into other types? Where is the evidence of cats, dogs, and horses and gradually turning into something else? We do see limited changes within species, but we do not see any changes into other species. And as mentioned, we see no evidence of gradual change in fossil record either. Yet evolutionists continue to assume that transitional forms must have existed. In Darwin's handbook on the origin of the species, there are some 800 subjective clauses with uncertainty repeatedly admitted instead of proof. Words such as could, perhaps, and possibly plague the entire book. Evolution is still called a theory, a possible explanation or assumption, because it is not testable according to the scientific method, as this would require thousands of millions of years. Evolutionists will counter that a theory is not a mere hypothesis, but is a widely affirmed intellectual construct that generally appears to fit all the facts. Yet evolution in no way fits all the facts available. Evidence does not support it, and in many aspects runs counter to it. L for life. The law of biogenesis, as taught in the biology class, states that only life can produce life. You've probably heard of the famous question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? It's a real dilemma for an evolutionist to answer. An egg comes from a chicken, yet a chicken comes from an egg. How can there be one without the other? To complicate matters even more, the chicken has to come from a fertilized egg that has the mixture of two different genetic strains from both its parents. So the problem of the origin of life and initial reproduction is still a mystery that evolutionary science cannot adequately answer. Yet for someone who believes in special creation by a creator, there's no dilemma here. First, God made the male and the female chickens, which produced the first fertilized egg, and the rest is history. S for symbiosis. When one living thing needs another different living thing to survive, it's called symbiotic relationship. A good example of this is the relationship between bees and flowers. The bees need the nectar from some type of flowers to feed, while those flowers need the bees to pollinate them. Both depend on the other to exist and survive. The question for evolutionists is, how did these plants exist without the bees, and how did the bees exist without these plants? Again, atheistic scientists are stumped. Theistic evolutionists are perplexed as well. Yet if you believe in a creator who specially created the various forms of life on Earth, the answer is simple. Both were created about the same time. E for engineering. All living things are exquisitely engineered or designed. Quantitatively, a bacterium is as majestically built for its purpose as a human body is for its function. Yet evolution says it's only an illusion of design, that there's no real designer behind it. Reality is not an illusion. Living things are multifunctional, which means they do many complex things at the same time, something evolution with its step-by-step process has never been able to demonstrate. One example of a living thing with exquisite engineering is a tree. It provides breathable oxygen for us while processing carbon dioxide, which in high amounts in the air would be toxic to us. It supplies wood, housing for birds, roots to limit erosion, fruit and seeds to eat. It's biodegradable and gives shade. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, a healthy tree provides a cooling effect that is equivalent to 10 room-size air conditioners operating 20 hours a day. How could something so complex arise from a random, undirected evolutionary process? Again, you need more faith to believe in blind evolution than in an all-knowing creator who designed the marvelous tree in the first place. Now you have five proofs that evolution is F-A-L-S-E, and that special creation is true, and we don't even use the Bible. Remember the acronym FALSE when you read or hear about evolution, and do take time to read our Creator's great book of truth. It has much to say regarding origins. End of article.